yes to your way, I'll say yes, oh, yes, 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 Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Praise the Lord and good afternoon. Welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Rando. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose, we deliberately, we confidently choose to be glad in it. We rejoice in it, and we thank the Father for this day that He has created for us. Amen. So before we get started on today's broadcast, I'd like to open up with prayer. Father, I praise you and I magnify your name in the earth. Your name is high above the heavens and high above the earth. Lord Jesus, I thank you that there is no name above your name, that everything must submit and bow down to the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the authority that you have given us as your offspring. Glory to God. We are ambassadors of Christ in the earth. I thank you for this truth that makes us free, that gives us the ability to walk confidently in the earth, no matter what we see, no matter what's going on. I thank you that you are the light of the world. Glory to God. I thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet, Father, that you're ordering our steps. So today, I just give you full authority, Holy Spirit, to take over the airways during this hour. Let your spirit break through to the listener, that it will enlighten their hearts and lift their spirits, that they are able to see above their circumstances. Father, I thank you that they see you as the answer, as the solution. I thank you, Lord God, that they enter into a place of rest in you. In you there is peace, a peace that passes all understanding. So I thank you that you will dominate the airways, that you will control what I speak today, that I will only speak what I hear you are speaking to me to encourage your people, to strengthen their hearts, to give them hope. And I praise you and I give thanks in Jesus' name. Well, I just ended a series. And if you weren't following me, it was entitled, Where Do You Live? Where Are You Going? And there are 7 parts to it. And it's really a series that had us to look at our reality and what reality are we living in, and what reality is setting how we think and how we see in this world. Amen. So I hope you'll go back, if you weren't with me, that you'll go back and you'll listen to these messages and you'll be encouraged by them. Today I am going to be speaking on walking in the light, in the midst of darkness. It's possible to walk in the light, in the midst of darkness. Jesus says that he is the light of the world. My desire is, during this time when we're dealing with COVID-19 all over the world, that I will be able to impart the spirit of God's word through this broadcast, and that it will strengthen, and that it will put your feet on something solid and something that's unshakable, which is Christ Jesus. It's his word. He is the living word. And my desire is that we will get beyond where we are, get beyond where we're thinking, get beyond what we may be feeling during this time, and to know that it's possible. No matter how terrifying this presentation that the enemy is doing in the earth, that it must submit under the power of God in our lives. And that we can be confident in that, that we can have hope in that, even with all that we see going around. This is not the first time that this sort of thing has attacked the world. We've seen wars, we've seen violence, we've seen famine, we've seen the challenges of living this life in a broken world. But we are equipped to be able to victoriously walk through this earth and make a difference. There are souls to be saved. And this is like an optimal time to reach out to people and offer them the love of God. Not just words and not just scriptures, but actually that spirit of love. That love that comes and comforts a soul, that steadies a heart, that is what we have to offer. We're not here to condemn people. We're not here to judge them. But we are here to show them how good our Father is. We are here to show them the good news of Jesus Christ taking their sin upon the cross and redeeming them so that they might have life and have it abundantly. And this is what we have to offer. And we are able to demonstrate it by partaking of this good news in our own lives and living that out. Living that out so that they can see that there is something greater than what we see going on in the earth. Praise God. So I would like to start off by sharing a friend of mine on Facebook, Cherry Ann, that's her first name. She often writes about how God shows up in her life and in her family's life on a given day. And I love that because God should be showing up in our lives every day. And he is showing up, but are we recognizing him when he shows up in our lives? So you have to be open in order to really see it. You have to have a focus and a mindset to expect to see God in your day. But anyway, this is what she says at the end of her sharing an experience her family is having with the presence of God in their household. Amen. And it brought joy and laughter. But at the end of it, she said this statement that I thought was just so, it is so key for us, for me and you, in our lives and how we live our lives as believers. And then for those of you who are listening who have not given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what you have to look forward to when you become saved. It's not that you're not going to go through anything, not have challenges. You could have the same kinds of challenges, but you will go through them differently. They will have a different impact on your life, and you will see that you are able to move into a place that even when things aren't going as they should, that you're in a place of peace, that you're in a place of joy, that your prayers are unceasing, that you are in a spirit of gratitude. Amen. You're not fearful. And you're just receiving all that God has for you. Well, anyway, let me get to this statement. She says, if you can take in a territory, you can take out a territory. That's a great start right there. If you can take in a territory, if you can take charge of what's going on inside of you, you will be able to take territory that's going on outside of you. Because the truth is that our enemy is a defeated foe. And when it comes to us, Jesus has placed him under our feet because we're living in the victory that Jesus had. We're living in the finished works of Christ Jesus. And he has already conquered this world. He has taken the keys of death and the keys of hell. He's taking them from our enemy. Glory to God. And he's restored us into right standing with God, which is this gift of righteousness that we have once we come to him and receive him. Amen. Okay, let me get to the second part of this statement. Sometimes I get so excited about the Spirit of the Lord and just how much he loves us. And I can just go on and I don't want to move too far away from what Cherry Ann is saying in this statement. So the first part where she says, if you can take in a territory, you can take out a territory. Then her next statement is, but you can't take out a territory if you haven't taken the time to take over your own inner territory. You can't take out a territory if you haven't taken the time to take over your own inner territory, your mind. The thoughts that you are thinking is what drives your emotions. Emotions don't just show up. They are produced from thoughts. This title, Walking in the Light in the Midst of Darkness. This is what Jesus says of himself. This is John 8, chapter 8, verse 12. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Take that verse and really pull it into yourself and think about it. Jesus is the light of the world. And so when we follow him, we're not walking in darkness, but we have the light, and it is the light of life, the light of life that we have. He has taken up residence on the inside of us, his Spirit, and he is the light. He is not only the light for us, but he is also the light in the world. And as we stay connected to him who is the light, we begin to shine. We become the light. But this verse says that we must follow him. We have to follow him. Let's go to Luke where it says, pick up your cross and follow me. A lot of times, you know, we don't want to hear, you know, pick up your cross, because we don't want to go through anything. But beloved, whether you pick up your cross or not, and whether you follow him or not, you're going to go through things. And it's going to be worse because you didn't choose to pick up your cross and follow him. I'm going to read it out of this verse, Luke 9, and verses 23 and 25, out of the English Standard Version, and then I'm going to read it out of the Message Version Bible. And it says, this is Jesus talking, And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So this is something that you have to do daily and follow him. So if you're having a bad day, or if you're having a confrontation with someone, whatever it is, whatever the attack is, you pick up that cross and you follow him. You follow him because in your following him, you're going to be walking in the light and you can see clearly, so that you're not pulled into the darkness that's coming against you. Because he is the light. And so we're going to be directed by him, by his spirit. Verse 24 says, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Now that sounds strange, because normally we are trying to, you know, we think about self-preservation. That kicks in because we've, for such long periods of time, depending on how long you've been living in the earth, we have lived in a way that we have tried to protect ourselves. We have felt that we had to defend ourselves against whatever attack comes against us. So we were always in that position to save our lives. And here Jesus is saying, whoever would try and save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life, not just lose it, but lose it for my sake, lose your life for the sake of Jesus, will save it. So what you do is you consider having Jesus above anything. It becomes above trying to justify, trying to defend, trying to protect, trying to have a reputation or image. It does not matter, because you want to follow him. You want him more than anything. And in developing a desire where it's all about having him, you will find your life. Verse 25, which is it's so good for what's going on right now in the world with this coronavirus. What it's doing to people physically, in their bodies, health-wise, what it's doing to people economically. Amen. And also what it's doing to even relationships, people being stuck in the homes where they have not really developed a relationship that could withstand them spending so much time together. And so the only way they know how to be able to tolerate one another is to be separate and apart from each other. So this coronavirus is actually exposing a lot of things. It's a time where, if you're wise, you'll do some self-examination and look at whether you've actually been following Christ. Have you been willing to let this life go, wanting to have it on your terms, and then going to Jesus, expecting him to give you an expected end. Rather than surrendering, rather than denying yourself, rather than dying to self. And I know that it is hard in this Western world, this culture that we have, where it's all about, you know, making ourselves feel good, whether it's through food, whether it's through owning things, whatever it is, through other people. And you can get enveloped in this kind of culture, and you actually have sold yourself. You really lost who you really are as a child of God. It says, "For what does it profit a man?" This is verse 25. "For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?" In the King James, it says, "For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul?" We've seen that happen to people. They're so caught up and gaining the profits of this world, they've lost sight of who they are. Even for believers, unfortunately, because we've defined having a good life by what we own, by this outside world. But those eternal things can only be secured in our inside life. Have you spent more time in your outside life than you have on your inner life, your inner territory? Have you been so busy in that outside, that outer territory, trying to take control and dominion or possession over that outer territory, and you've paid little attention to what's going on in your inner territory, that emotionally and mentally, that you are still in that same place, that you're still unstable when things occur in your life, when things challenge your life, that you're unable to stand and be confident and undaunted, unshakable, unmovable. We have to spend time meditating on the Word. And this is an opportunity for you to, all these scriptures that you know, to really take and ponder them and meditate on them. Let them get deep on the inside of you, that they're not scriptures that you pull out like you're pulling pills out of a medicine cabinet. Oh, I have a headache, so let me take some aspirin or some painkiller. So when things go wrong in your life, then you start to pull out these scriptures. And you think by repeating these scriptures and saying these scriptures that it will change things for you. But you don't really believe it because you haven't even really developed a relationship with this word. This word, and it's living. This word is living. It's life. And Jesus is the living word. So everything that is written down is expressing this life of Christ, this spirit of Jesus. And so when we say it, it's just words going, trying to take possession, trying to take territory in the outer realm. But inside, this word hasn't taken any territory. And we waver in our beliefs. Everything that's happening in the world right now, wars, rumors of wars, all of the, you know, these earthquakes and fires, and now these different forms of viruses, and each one gets worse than the other. This has all been spoken of in the scriptures. But if you live life disregarding the instructions and the wisdom that God has given us for these times, it will be like we built our houses on sand, and when the storm comes, it just blows it away. The floods come and it just washes it away because it's not on the solid rock. But I'm excited here to tell you it is never too late to turn it around. Things can change in an instant. Get in a posture to receive. Don't get overwhelmed because you've just been going to church and you've been doing your little ministries. But now that your life is being threatened, or family members' lives are being threatened, you're being shaken by that, don't think or don't take the weight of the circumstances on you. Jesus is always saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. If you're weighed down by something, come to Christ, the answer and the peace that you need and the ability that you need to stand can only be found in him. This is a faith walk. This is what perfect peace looks like. Isaiah 26:3, this is out of the Amplified Bible. You, God, will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on him, because he commits himself to God. He leans on God and he hopes confidently in God. This verse actually reads as though you're speaking to God. I use the word God for the word you. So when you read it, you say to God, you will guard him and keep him, or make it even more personal, you will guard me and keep me in perfect peace, a constant peace, because my mind, my inclination and my character is stayed on you because I commit myself to you. I lean on you and I hope confidently in you. When you wake up in the morning, before your brain starts to run off with all kinds of thoughts, right out the gate, you start shifting your focus on the Lord. Sometimes I wake up and I just go, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Simple as that. As simple as that. Just shift your heart and your mind towards Him. Shift your attention. It's not enough for us to know the Word, but we have to be intimate with it. We have, and in that intimacy, it causes us to walk in this Word. This is walking in the Spirit. Because we believe what the Word of God is speaking to us. And so we're able to walk in it. When it says to love our enemies by faith, we believe that this is something that we can do. Because He has put this inside of us. In fact, His very Spirit is living on the inside of us. That's why we're called more than conquerors. The reason we're more than conquerors, John 16:33 says it like this. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Jesus went before us and deprived this world of its power to harm us. He has made a show of our enemies. And we have to know this, that He has done this thing. He has deprived it. He has taken away its power to harm us. Can you just think about what that means? I know for some of us it may seem too good to be true, but it is true. And if you've had past experiences with the Lord and a way has been made where there was no way and you've been healed of some things, then you know that this is true. He's deprived the world of its power to harm you. And He has conquered it for you. And because He has conquered it, it's been conquered. That makes us more than conquerors because all we need to do is live in it. Where are you living? The question I asked in the series, the podcast series before this, where are you living? Are you living in this truth that He has rendered this world powerless to harm you? that he has conquered it, that we can walk in this victory that he has provided. He has done something that we could not do. We have to spend time with the Spirit of truth. This is real. This is more real than these things that we see that are always changing. They're temporal. These eternal truths. I'm going to stop right here and I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Know that some of us are being tossed in this storm of the coronavirus. It's like a storm. And Jesus is saying, peace be still. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in me. I have conquered this world for you. I have rendered it powerless to harm you. This is what I've done for you. Humble yourself. Take your hands off your life. Give it to me. I will deliver you. I will heal you. I will make you whole. That is what I do. The work I began in you, I will perfectly complete it in you. What remains for you is this rest in God. Labor to enter into the rest. Cease from your own works. Cease from your own works. I am your healer. I am your healer. The world deals with symptoms, but I am your healer. When I heal you, you are healed. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your promises that you heal all of our diseases, that you satisfy our mouth with good things. You've forgiven all of our iniquities. I thank you that there is no more condemnation to those who've been called according to your purpose. Your purpose. That we no longer have to condemn ourselves as we learn how to walk in the Spirit. That when we stumble in sin, we can pick ourselves up. Even if we deliberately walk into it, we can pick ourselves up. And we can go and allow your word to cleanse us and strengthen us to move forward and to understand that you have moved us from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your dear Son, that we are no longer under the dominion of the kingdom of darkness. That you have rendered sin powerless in our lives. That is the truth. And as we believe it, we begin to walk in it We walk in the direction of our beliefs. So we believe that you've rendered sin powerless in our life. We believe that you have conquered this world and rendered it powerless to do harm. You have conquered this. You have made a show of our enemy. And we thank you. We praise you. We exalt your holy name. We exalt your holy name. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you that everyone that is listening to this prayer, that this spirit of healing has gone forth and already it's beginning to touch the organs within the body and the tissues. I thank you that immune systems are being strengthened because it is by your power that everything is held together. Our physical bodies are being held together by your power. I thank you that we bring our mind in submission to your living word. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you that your perfect love cast out all fear. Fear is being driven out by your perfect love. I thank you, Lord, that people's hearts are getting into a position to receive from you, to be good receivers, all that you have provided for us. Thank you, Lord. You have blessed us with every spiritual blessing. There's nothing. You gave your son, Father. So there's nothing. There's no good thing that you will withhold from us. And we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to stop right here today on the broadcast. And I'll be back next week with more scripture and whatever the Lord wants me to speak to you to encourage you and keep you moving forward. But meditate on the word. I mean, really take the time and just read it over and over again and understand the power that's found in just one scripture. But we have so many. We have so many good ones. So we're going to go through them. All those scriptures that remind us of who we are and who our Lord is, we're going to go through them. We're going to strengthen and fortify ourselves in it. We're going to allow God to love us the way He wants to love us. We're going to pick up our cross daily. Whatever the challenge is in the day, we'll pick it up and we'll follow after Him because He is the light. He is the light. And in Him, there's wisdom and understanding and knowledge. All of that is found in Him. And we will not be lacking in any way. So thank you for joining me today. Amen. Praise God. Tomorrow night is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And then this Sunday, this is the third Sunday. So that's Bread of Life again with Pastor Ray Rose. Amen. Glory to God. And then that Monday, the 20th, that is that's the third Monday, and that's Adoration with Evangelist Louis McIlvain. Amen. So he is always a good time in the Lord, always a blessing. Amen. So be blessed. God willing, I will be here next week to encourage you, to tell you that it is all right. The Lord has taken care of everything. Everything It may be hard to believe right now, but as you continue to meditate on the word, you will get there. Faith. This is a faith walk. A faith walk. Amen. Nothing is impossible with God. God bless you. Love you. Bye.
Yes, Lord.